And Scott Ascombe joins me on the line now. How are you doing, Scott?
Yeah, cool, mate. You?
Yeah, really good, really good. How have you been this week after, a very impressive performance at UFC London?
Yeah, obviously, all me, I've been getting a nice bit. It's been amazing. All support I've been getting online. I really feel like it's been a really good win, not just for me, just for fans, for everybody who's been involved, who's followed UK MMA for so long. I think it's just been really, it's been great to be a part of it and watch growth at sport, and it's just going to keep on getting better.
Yeah, there's obviously a real buzz around UFC itself at the moment, but here in the UK, in UFC London at the weekend, it was a real big buzz about it, especially with there was a big boxing event on as well, and UFC it stole the limelight, really.
Yeah, it was a massive event for UK. It was a big UK event. And I've seen somewhere online that I think UFC did something like 90,000. UFC London did 90,000 hashtags, and Frampton Quiz only did 40,000. So I don't really try to compare ourselves to boxing. We are two different sports. It's a big step in the right direction for us, and where we're heading.
Yeah, for yourself on the night, it was a very impressive KO of Chris Dempsey, one for the highlight reel. How do you feel about the fight looking back, though, generally?
Yeah, I feel there's a lot of positives to take away from the fight. There's still stuff to work on. I'm my own biggest critic. There's always stuff to work on and stuff to put right. But overall, it was a good fight, a good contest. I showed some improvements in most areas, which always a bonus, and ultimately I got the finish. I turned the corner saying that there were 30 seconds to left to end, and it was time to pick up the work, and I picked up the work, and I managed to get the finish.
Yeah, a sensational finish. It's one of those that does the rounds on social media afterwards as well. Pretty much everyone's shared it. How many times have you managed to see it back?
Yeah, I've seen it plenty of times. It's been on, I think someone said it's been on virtually every single fight page that they've seen. It's, the knockout's been on. It was a good knockout. I don't mind saying myself, it was a good knockout. I was impressed with it. Obviously, everyone else seems impressed with it, and I'm over the moon.
Yeah, for anyone that's not seen it, talk us through it.
Pardon?
For anyone that's not seen it, talk us through it.
Yeah, well, there were 30 seconds to go, and I heard the corner shout that there were 30 seconds to go. It was a close round. It was a very close round. We both had some good exchanges, and my corner basically told me I had to go to work. The fight was standing, which is where I'm best. He told me to go to work, make sure I didn't get took down, and I did exactly that. I managed to sting him with a left hand, and he put him on really wobbly legs. As soon as I put him on wobbly legs, it was just a matter of picking which strike I wanted to hit him with. He had no defence at that point. The fight was nearly done, and I scored a left roundhouse to the head, and that was it. That was the end of the fight.
Yeah, and nice and cool afterwards as well.
Yeah. Everybody seems to like that bit. I just walked away. I didn't even put my arms up to celebrate. I didn't realise I did that till after, you know. But watching it back, I'm more than happy that I did that as well. Everybody's gone mad about that on social media, saying about the walkaway KO, and I've got to do that again next time. My first win in UFC in Berlin last year, I run off with my arms in air, jumped on top of the cage, I was screaming down camera. Obviously, this time I just walked away like it was meant to happen. There's no way you can plan for things like this. It's just total raw emotion. Everything's purest form there, excitement and everything. Straight after that fight, and just walk away like that. I don't even know what I was thinking myself, really. I know all my fans were on that side, and I've just walked off and I've started blowing kisses to them.
Yeah, they definitely weren't cool, calm and collected, those lot.
Cheers, thank you.
They were going mad for it. Just tell us about the level of support that you get and you take down to some of these big events.
Yeah, my fight got announced actually after the UFC London went on sale, so not as many fans as I would like to got tickets. Obviously, with Christmas as well, it was an hard time with Christmas and that. But the support I got was unbelievable. Obviously, it was in my home country. And the whole arena just went crazy after that finishing it. And to be a part of that, it's just, honestly, there's no explaining it. I've fought on like that one before, fighting UFC now, and I've been to different events all over Europe, and that was just, you could tell as soon as you got down there on fight week how big the event was going to be. Obviously, Anderson Silva, some say, is the greatest of all time, and I think that excitement of him being on the card really carried through the whole fight week. I think the fans really got bought into it, and it created a really good atmosphere and a really good show. There were some top fights, really good for UK MMA, and it's just the beginning. It really is just the beginning. The amount of time I've been in sport, how much it's grown, it's mad to think. It's still on the early days for the UFC, and where the organisation's going, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, as you said, that many great fights are on the card, but that finish earned you the performance of the night bonus as well, and a nice $50,000 in your back pocket. That must have been nice.
Yeah, 100%. We just come away now. We've only come to Blackpool. We're going to spend money sensibly. Me and my wife come away with my little girl. I'm actually in Sea Life Centre now, where she's running around looking at all fish and stuff. We haven't actually thought of anything we're actually going to buy yet, but I'm sure we'll spend it sensibly.
And talking of the night itself, you mentioned Anderson Silva and of course Michael Bisping in that main event. What did you make of the big fight on the night?
See, I did watch that fight, but not with my whole attention. Obviously, I couldn't keep my head out of my phone looking at everybody's messages and support to myself after my fight, but. From what I can remember, what I saw, Bisping were in charge of that fight. It was three rounds up till the very last few seconds of round three. And then he got hit with that knee. I think there was a bit of commotion and nobody really knew what happened, but it was just the end of the round. The fight continued and Anderson actually took over then. It was unfortunate not to get the finish. But for me, I think the result was fair. And I think Bisping were in control up until that point, up until that knee. And I think it would have been really disappointing to him not get the victory after that.
And for yourself now, looking ahead to future UFC cards, where do you think you might go next? What would you like to do next?
For me, any fighter's dreams to fight in Las Vegas, because if the fight came up in Las Vegas, that'd be my ultimate dream. But UFC have shows all over the world. So I'm willing to take part in any of them events. I'll sit down with management and see what they come up with. And I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get back in the gym already, and I'm excited.
Yeah, you talk about fighting in Vegas. That's obviously many fighters' dreams. Do you feel that you are on the cusp of that now, that something could happen?
Yeah,
in the not too distant.
Yeah, I know UK fighters who have had the debut in Vegas. So. They have that many cards that I could fight all over the world. There's so many different places I could fight. It's just my dream to fight in Vegas. My next fight could be in Las Vegas, 100%, no doubt about it. So hopefully that happens. We'll see.
Yeah, and obviously UFC 200 in the new arena.
That'd be just out of this world. If I got on UFC 200, that'd be amazing, yeah.
And obviously there's a huge fight in Las Vegas this weekend. Conor McGregor back in action. A change of opponent against Nate Diaz. But how do you see that fight going? Do you think McGregor can make that double step up now?
Yeah, I think Nate there stepping up. I think it's a good contest. I don't think it's going to be as easy for. It's going to be an out of the fight, a fought contest than people make out. But that being said, I think Conor McGregor is still going to go away with the win. And in the co-main event, Ollie Holmes Tay, I think that's a really good fight too. It's a tough one. I've been a Mish Tay fan for a lot of years. And Ollie Holmes nearly really stood out to me until she beat Ronda. What she did to Ronda was just unbelievable. I think everybody underestimated her in that fight. But I've got a feeling that the belt's going to change hands in that fight.
We shall wait and see. Watch this space on that one. Scott, thank you very much. We'll let you get back to the Sea Life Centre. Thanks very much. Thanks, and we'll speak soon.
Cheers. Cheers for your time. Thank you.